So, you know what? This is not a social distancing show. This is a self-isolating show, okay? So, if you have a problem with that, then please stay. Because I kind of need you. But, no. I do. Actually, we need each other. That's the most important thing, I think, about this whole, okay, lockdown time. Because, you know what? In Canada, people in Canada better get it straight. I'm still seeing people doing really things that they don't really have to, and they're creating huge community threats. I saw the police driving by where I live here, because I've been home for the most part. I went out. I quickly went out to get some groceries and to pick up my mail, because I had a parcel in the mail. Thank you, Canada Post. You know, because probably at some point, if this continues, Canada Post is probably just going to start delivering with hazmat suits on. Other than that, I'm just like trying to make sure that I don't clutter this place up, because let's face it, I've been in this place since 2003, and I swear I've only had about maybe 10 guests in that time. So, you know, self-isolation is not an issue for me. I do like to get out in the public though, and play my guitar in front of the liquor store. To go out and play my guitar in front of a liquor store, but you know what, that ain't happening, and I don't know when it's going to happen again. That kind of sucks. But what the good thing about where I'm living, like I live out in the bush, right? We live in the bush. We're 186 kilometers. That's about 120 miles for all the Americans that are out there listening. I just know the both of them. 186 kilometers, 120 miles north of McDonald's and Costco and all that. We're 120 miles from a dentist here. And you know, there are some cool people out there in the world. And I had a person from Texas actually make really rude comments about my own teeth, and here I am 120 miles from a dentist, but that's okay. Her dad was the dentist, and he was the sweetest old man that I ever met, and I wish we could still talk, but she made sure we could. But you know what, I don't want to give her any airspace. That's all she gets from this one. I have been really trying to keep it together and being productive. I've been listening to a lot of podcasts, so I might refer back to podcasts anytime, because I was listening to Michael Moore, and he was talking with a gentleman who is rather in the know in terms of the sphere of epidemiology in the United States of America. And anyways, he said that you got to make sure that you focus on three really important things. And I hope I can remember them, because they're so important. And I know I have two of them, so I'm going to go with the two and see if the other one's in there. The first one is discipline. You have to have discipline. So stick to stuff. Like me, I've been living in a clutter, a place that just cluttered all to hell. So I'm going to take this time where I'm stuck inside, and I'm going to clean my place so that when I am free to have guests, I'm going to have people coming in. It's going to look like a goddamn gallery. It's going to look like a gallery. That's what I want. That's what I'm aiming for. So my mom always did say, she said, you know what, David, aim high. Because even if you miss it, aiming high is better than aiming low and hitting it. And you know what? God bless you, Bunny Schindler. She was born June 6th. God damn it, I could even be wrong. I think it was June 7th. 1929. Long motherfucking time ago. She was born 3 months before the Great Depression. Isn't that amazing? And I'm talking about her in my first podcast. Well, I have another podcast, but this one here I think is going to be more the tone that you're going to hear. I hope it gets better. But yeah, my mom was born on June the 6th or 7th, and God damn it, I will get a bolt of fucking lightning. I'll check that out and I'll correct myself next time. 1929, and she passed away at 8:30 on January 16th, 2011. And I wrote a song, actually, and I played it at her memorial service, and so I'm just going to recite the poetry. I'm not going to pick up my guitar. I'm too whacked out to play my guitar right now. That is Mackenzie water. It's the best water going, and I hope it stays that way. Like, these days, fuck, who knows which way is what's going. It's just a disbelief. It's just like, I don't know. Like, it's just like, for me, it feels like crisis mode because, you know, I have some pre-existing stuff going on here. I don't want to get into that right now. It's early in the podcast. I don't want to scare you off with my stuff just, you know, as you're sort of pulling in. But, yeah, where was I? I was talking about... I'm tired, you know, keeping right, keeping discipline, and that includes focus, so I have to start making sure that I start eating properly, sleeping properly, so that I can maintain focus, and just, like, pursue discipline, and, like, cultivate discipline, because that is important. That's the first thing that he talked about. On this Michael Moore podcast that was March 23rd. I wish I could remember that guy's name. He's a cool dude, you know. Americans are awesome people, you know. Except for that fucking ditwit in the fucking White House. But, I just touched my goddamn lips. Because I had a drink of water. But I've been inside all day and I've washed my hands like probably 20 times today. And I have to up it, you know. You got to wash your hands as much as you can. But right, the old guy is talking. He says, okay, so discipline. So if you want to, learn how to write a book, you put some time aside every day and you sit down and you write. And you write for hours, and you set up a time, how much you want to do that, and you sit there, if it's an hour, it's 2 hours, it's 4 or 8 hours, whatever, and you do that, and that's discipline. And so that's what you need to get through this. And the second thing he talked about was, I really do. I encourage you. Michael Moore it's called Michael Moore Rumble. Like, and this one here is an optimistic. It was like, oh my God, Michael Moore is not being like all catastrophic and like, apocalyptic. You know, he's actually, there's really some hope in that podcast. So it's March 23rd, 2020. But the guy, the second thing that he discussed was, oh my God, it's slipping away. I talked too much about the first thing. He discussed discipline. You've got to make sure you are disciplined. Oh, I have to go back and watch it again. Sorry. Well, not watch, but listen. Often enough I do. I watch the phone. Like right now I'm just looking at the phone, looking at how my voice creates the sound wave bubbles, the analog representation, you might call them sine waves. Oh, I better move my guitar. We are on Highway 39. That is where that's the location. And we only got one gas station, but we got a lot of hope and patience, because we're on Highway 39. Highway 39. We got one grocery store, no more. We ain't even got a Tim Hortons yet. But I seen them working on it today, so I don't know what the heck they're doing there. But you know what? They're working on it. So if they're working on it, there's hope. So that's, you know, Tim Hortons could be coming to town. Wouldn't that be cool? Maybe the Night Vale crew would show up if that happened. But I thought I'd throw a little guitar break in there. I'm coming up to, you know, I'm not going to go too much further with this. I'm at 13. 13 is a good number to quit on.